One of the most popular programs in the Treasury Department is the coin design competitions operated by the U.S. Mint. Last year's Baseball Hall of Fame coin, with its dome shape, was an instant sellout. Next up, a coin to commemorate the veterans of the Great War, World War I. I caught up with April Stafford, the Chief of Design Development at the Mint. We started with why now for a World War I coin.
We're coming up on the centennial of the World War I. 2018 will mark that date. And so Congress saw fit to create a commemorative coin program that will commemorate American veterans' participation in the Great War.
There's a World War I memorial design competition that's finished, so your timing is good with what else is happening in Washington.
That's absolutely true. Congress authorizes commemorative coins that celebrate and honor American people. And in this instance, it's the World War I centennial. Each commemorative coin that's produced by the United States Mint is limited in quantity, and it's available for a short time. Of course, that makes them extra special. But the really important part is that part of the price of the commemorative coin includes a surcharge that is authorized for projects that benefit the community. And in this case, surcharges from the World War I American Veterans Centennial coin will benefit the United States Foundation for the Commemoration of World Wars, which, as you said, is working to build the National World War I Memorial in D.C.
So who is entitled to submit a design? Can anyone try their hand at it?
That's what's so exciting about this competition. Virtually anyone can submit a design. The World War I American Veterans Centennial Commemorative Coin Competition is open to all United States citizens and permanent residents, as long as you're 18 years or older. And the United States Mint is really hoping to get a vast array of applicants. That said, I have to say, no submissions can be accepted from Mint or Treasury Department employees or members of the judging panel and, of course, their immediate family.
Now, if someone submits a design, I suppose they're not like a great artist, but the idea is really fantastic. Can the Mint say, all right, we love that idea, we'll now turn it into a castable, coinable design?
We will be considering all of the designs that come through into phase two, but we're going to start with phase one, where, as we said, members of the general public from now through April 28th can submit a portfolio of 3 to 5 samples of their artwork, along with general contact information. All of that will be uploaded online to the United States Mint website at usmint.gov. Those portfolios, those examples of the artist's work, will be evaluated by the expert jury. And then from there, the jury will select up to 20 artists to go on to participate in phase two. That's where artists will actually submit designs to be considered for the World War I commemorative coin.
And are there certain details that have to be included, like E Pluribus Unum, when they submit the initial designs?
Well, actually, for phase one of the competition, where artists are simply submitting examples of their work, we want them to demonstrate certain aspects of their expertise. And some of the things that come into play for phase one is the ability of the artist to convey concepts with symbolism or to interpret complex subject matter and convey its theme. Overall, they have to have the ability to render figures, portraits, animals, and landscapes with the right perspective and scale. As you can imagine, it can get interesting when we are creating art for a palette that can literally be held in your hands, like coins are.
We're speaking with April Stafford. She is the Chief of Design Development at the Mint. Is there a community out there of people that are known to be good coin designers?
We have lots of outreach to artists, some that specialize in medallic art, including coins and metals. But for this competition, we really want to reach out to all artists or aspiring artists across our nation, because these are coins about our shared history. And so in the case with our last design competition for the National Baseball Hall of Fame commemorative coin in 2014, it was a young artist from California that had her design chosen. So really, while there are folks that kind of specialize in medallic art, especially in the size of coins and metals, we're looking for any and all comers who are interested in developing artwork for a coin that will go on to live for generations to come.
And so the final choice is made by whom?
The entries will be judged in both phase one and two by an expert jury that's comprised of three members from the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee and three members of the U.S. Commission of Fine Arts. But ultimately, the design will be selected by the Secretary of the Treasury.
So it's not Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi or something picking it?
That's correct.
All right. And what's the deadline for phase one?
From now through April 28th.
And let me ask you this. What is the process like? Silver dollar is, you know, the size of a silver dollar. Do you start with a design that's big, 3 feet by 3 feet or something, and then it's reduced to the coin? Or do you start very tiny and keep it tiny?
That is a great question. We encourage all of the artists, as they're considering which samples of their artwork to submit for consideration, to know that ultimately the artwork that we're going to be looking at is going to be at about an inch and a half scale. And so while they may design in detail at a larger scale, they really do need to bring that down and look at how it conveys when it's reduced to size.
Because I guess you can have a lot of great detail that looks good in a foot-by-foot type of drawing, but probably wouldn't translate to something an inch and a half across.
Absolutely. And so while we don't really have any requirements for artists to submit certain things in phase one, we're simply asking for samples of their existing artwork. In phase two, there are certain requirements that they do need to include on the potential designs for this commemorative coin. For example, specific inscriptions that we're required to have. You mentioned E Pluribus Unum, United States of America. All of that information is laid out on the competition website at usmint.gov. The criteria for the phase two samples will be exactly what you said, looking at how the clarity and balance of the composition reduces and conveys at size to the scale of the coin, how they use the symbolism and the level of detail for a coin, and how they convey the subject matter, in this case, World War I.
One other technical question. Of course, a coin is 3D and the art is 2D. It must take some experts at the mint itself to be able to know how high different parts should be so it can be cast as a coin.
Absolutely. We're proud to say the United States Mint has among the best sculptor engravers in the world, and we have some of the best digital development specialists as well. And we, forgive the pun, really hit it out of the park with the first curved coin in the United States when we released the 2014 National Baseball Commemorative Coin. And you're going to see something equally as special for the 2018 World War I American Veterans Centennial Commemorative Coin. I should note, for the artists who might be listening and considering applying, that in phase two, the United States Mint will actually pay a fee of $1,000 for the artists selected to participate in phase two for their designs and the plaster models, because the legislation authorizing this commemorative coin requires that artists not only submit two-dimensional designs for both the obverse and the reverse, the heads and tails of the coin, but they also have to submit three-dimensional plaster models of those designs.
And what about the winners? Do they get anything special beyond the $1,000?
They do. If their designs are selected, they will receive $10,000 for their efforts. And perhaps more exciting, their initials will appear on the actual minted coins. Obviously, they'll also be invited to attend any ceremonies that we may have, such as design unveilings. But we found in talking with artists that have had their designs minted for United States coins that the real prize is that their design will go on to be cherished for generations to come.
Well, it sounds like a pretty steep curve. Good luck with that competition. April Stafford is Chief of Design Development at the Mint. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Find a link to more information and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.